This is Live Art. I'm David McDonald. You probably thought I was going to say something else there, didn't you? No, you have not crossed the streams. This is still the Timoqua Presents feed. We're on the verge of launching a new series in this feed focusing on visual art, and I wanted to share a little preview of that with you. The series will feature artist Marla E. and curator Boris Douglas Garby. Boris curates the art that is presented alongside performances at Timoqua, and in this episode, he interviews Marla about the work she recently created during a live performance by The What Thing on February 19th. It's a fun, engaging, snack-sized podcast that we plan to release about once a month, right here in the Timoqua Presents feed. I hope you enjoy this sneak preview.
So Marla, one of the reasons I asked you to participate at the Timoqua Art Foundation is because I knew you would not let me down. I knew you would come up with something exciting, unique, and different, and you did not disappoint. So what idea did you throw my way?
Okay, well, when you asked me to paint live on stage, I thought, how exciting. That sounds great. So I went to one of the other shows, and I looked on stage, and they pointed over to this little corner on the side of the stage, and they said, you face the corner with your back to the audience, and everybody watches you paint so they can see your canvas. And I thought, yeah, that sounds about right, but how could I turn this around so I could face the audience? Because I didn't want them looking at my back, but yet I know they had to see what I was painting. So at that point, I realized a see-through canvas. I will paint on a piece of plexiglass facing the audience so they can see every brushstroke, watch me paint, and see also my expressions and how I'm interacting with the band. But I had to come up with a special easel to do that. So I worked with my builder and came up with a special easel that just has the crossbars on the sides, so I didn't have any leg or armature blocking the canvas. So people got to watch me create live on stage with the band playing, and they saw every brushstroke.
So let me ask you something else. One of the things I really appreciated is that you dressed up. You brought your persona, Marla Ian. I don't know if you realize, at one point, you were dancing to the music and I mean, you just got so into it. I remember the lady that I was sitting to asked me, what is she doing? Is she really into this? She's loving this. And I said, that's a true artist right there. What did you feel as this was going on?
I remember thinking, I hope I don't paint so fast that I finish before the music ends. But actually, as a result, I didn't quite finish it. But I wanted to wear something, you know, shiny. So I wore my sequined shirt and my sparkly shoes. And it really came across because as I filled up the canvas with paint, you could see my shiny shirt behind the canvas. So it just kind of added to the lights and the colors.
And I want to add, you added electric lights to the canvas too. So, I mean, you made sure the audience's eyes were glued to you and the canvas. It was brilliant. You're brilliant.
Thank you. I really had a lot of fun.
That's it. See? It was everything I told you it was. Look for more of those in the future about once a month. This podcast is sponsored by Celebrating Women Who Compose, a concert presented Tuesday, March 7th at the Blue Bamboo Center for the Arts in Winter Park, Florida, and Friday, March 17th at Christ Church Unity in Orlando. Women composers are profoundly underrepresented in concert programs, and Central Florida Composers Forum is bucking the trend in celebration of Women's History Month. For more information and to buy tickets for just $10, visit cfcomposers.org. That's C as in Central and F as in Florida, composers.org. We thank the Central Florida Composers Forum for their support of the show. Live Art is a production of the Timoqua Arts Foundation. Find out how you can become a supporting member and check out our upcoming schedule at timucua.com. That's T-I-M-U-C-U-A.com. The executive producer is Chris Belt. This episode was recorded and edited by me, David McDonald. Thanks for listening, as always. I'll see you at the show.